Driving down Mud Creek Road in Monaco, you'd think you're headed towards a campground or a hiking trail, but the twisty gravel road and weathered signs lead you to Kovac Planetarium.
And it was amazing to me that it actually even came out this neat. I was not expecting that. You know, I was expecting it to be okay, but the mechanics of it was worrisome because I thought, you know, it's going to be heavy, and am I going to be able to get people inside it safely, and is it going to be approved through the state? It all was. It all went through that. They checked everything out, and I opened in June of 2007. This is the 10th year I've been open now.
Frank Kovac's voice echoes inside his steel-paneled shed where his planetarium sits, and behind him is the silver globe he built, and as it turns, it creaks.
The globe is moving, and it needs to flex because it's not perfectly round, so the bottom wheel supports are on pivot arms, and the top planetarium point is supported with a bearing and a spring hooked to the building, which allows it to flex. So the spring and all that is not holding all the weight, it's just holding the tilt weight, which is 400 and something pounds. The main weight is on the floor, 3,000 something pounds, and then about another 400. So as this turns...
Most planetariums rely on star projectors that rotate to show the night sky at different times or seasons. Instead of moving the image of the stars overhead, Frank's planetarium turns around the audience, giving it its name as a mechanical globe planetarium.
So it's kind of like a merry-go-round. It's tipped for northern Wisconsin's latitude. So, for instance, if we look at the North Star from Wisconsin at night up here in this area, we see it at the angle of 45 degrees. But if somebody went to the North Pole, they would see it straight up. So this is set for this part of the world.
The 22-foot, 4,000-pound globe is the largest of its kind ever built.
I used approximately one quart of good glow paint, glow-in-the-dark paint, luminous paint, and I painted every single star you see at night in there on the globe. So if you come over here, you'll see that map.
A grid on the inside of the globe helped Frank map out where all the stars should go.
This was more than going to school to learn carpentry. I just had to understand the mechanics of engineering, and I don't have a degree in that, but people say, how did you do this? I said, a lot of time, a lot of effort, trial and error. It wasn't like I had a blueprint that said, go buy so many boards. I just went and got stuff as it was being built. I did draw rough sketches, but I did not know exactly what I needed until I got to each point.
Frank aspired to be an astrophysicist, but says math was never his strongest subject. After a stint in the Air Force and several years working at a machine shop in his hometown of Chicago, he moved to the North Woods, where he worked as a storeroom clerk at the Rhinelander paper mill. And as a side gig, he would take groups of Boy Scouts to view the night sky. And that's when his lifelong fascination for the stars turned to cosmic proportions.
I had a group of scouts that were coming to a local town hall to give a little presentation, and I didn't have a planetarium then, but I would hope for a clear night after our thing, but it clouded over that night, and it was like pretty frustrating. And the scout leader says, oh, there's nothing we can do, but at least we got to learn from you, from what you brought, like your little display items in a monocle town hall. I brought my telescopes. So then I thought, you know, I know what planetariums are. Why don't I just make one, and then they can come in here one day and learn about it. And they do, scouts do come here from time to time.
One piece of plywood at a time, the globe took shape. As the years wore on, Frank sank over $150,000 into the project. He even refinanced his house to pay the bills. Frank hoped he would make enough money from admission fees to pay the debt off, but he says the slow winter traffic has been sinking his business, and now he has a decision to make.
It's to the point where I will lose this. This will go into foreclosure by this coming fall if I don't make a decision this year. So I'll make it through shows all the way through September. And then after that, depending on how the funding campaign goes, it could be in someone else's hands, or maybe somebody will partner with me, or maybe I'll still work here and maybe somebody else will own it. But I think somehow it'll survive, you know, so I have a lot of hope.
Despite it all, Frank says it's worth it to see visitors come away inspired by his project. And for the aspiring astronomers out there, remember.
Make it look like a nice guy in your house. You have to get the good stuff to make it look worthwhile. If you get the cheap paint, you might get about a 10-minute glow, and then you'll have to turn on the lights again. If you want to glow it to glow all night as you fall asleep, the blue color, blue glow paint is the best.
For WXPR, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.